Welcome to Land Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio on issues, people, and events. I'm Tyler Smith. The Master Museum of Art and CenturyLink Security Systems presents the 53rd Annual Juried Competition. It will be on view March 9th through July 5th. Ben Kickey is the curator of collections and exhibitions at the Master Museum and joins me in studio. Ben, welcome to Land Yap.
Thanks for having me.
So first, let's talk about what inspired the Master Museum and CenturyLink to come together on this project.
Well, CenturyLink is committed to the community and the arts, and this is a long, long-running program. It's the 53rd annual. The very first exhibition at the Master Museum was a juried competition. And so once a year, we kind of think about our own history as we put out a call to artists all over the country, asking them to submit their work to be evaluated and judged by a juror. This year, it's Holly Hughes. She's a friend of mine from Buffalo. She's the Godin Spalding curator at the Albright Knox Art Gallery, Albright Knox's permanent collection for modern and contemporary artwork is like the fifth in the world. It's enormous and it's excellent. We got a lot of entries because people wanted her to see to see their work.
And let's talk about the artists. There's 384 artists representing 42 states at this particular exhibition. Let's talk about those artists.
That's right. So 42 states are represented in the big pool of artists. And from that 1,070 images that were entered, Holly narrowed it down to 72 artists and one work by each artist. So it really is... It's a great way to gauge what's happening in contemporary art right now. Holly, after kind of doing a first pass through all the artists, kind of saw that artists were thinking about genres in interesting ways, you know, like still lives, landscapes, things that kind of seem old-fashioned when you think about contemporary art, and that really struck a chord with her. And so she looked at it from that standpoint. And the old genres are still life, landscape, history painting, which I guess is journalism now, and genre scenes. And so it runs a whole gamut of life experiences and art historical and the art historical canon in terms of references. So it's going to be a very delightful exhibition to take in, very broad. There'll be so many different perspectives represented from all over the country. It's going to be great.
And I can only imagine how hard it was for Ms. Hughes to choose or to narrow down those artists out of 1,000. Let's talk about more specifically the work that we can expect to see from some of these artists in the exhibition.
Well, we have a strong block of Louisiana artists represented, as always. So that's always a really good thing. You all can attest to that as well. It's great when our state and our region goes up against the rest of the country and we do well and we excel. You know, we have some photography graduate students and some professors that come to mind from Louisiana Tech that got in. And Holly doesn't know this yet because it's a blind jury process. But so she's choosing students from this area, and she says she's really, really impressed with the photography. And so I'm proud for Louisiana Tech and proud for our region. Last year we had faculty from ULM get in, and so that's always fantastic. You get just those little tingles of pride when that happens with the juried competition.
And let's talk about some of the upcoming events that the Master Museum has coming up. There's a free children's drop-in activity starting next Saturday, March 12th.
That's right. That will be in Caroli Park in West Monroe, so that's a little unusual. Normally, they're at the museum. But next Saturday at Caroli Park, it's free. It's designed for you to bring your kid with you, and you have a little bonding experience. You talk about art and ideas. And you can be creative with your child. It's fantastic. Whenever I do that with my children, or I'm at the museum and see parents doing that, it's like an awakening, you know, and it's really fantastic and it's rewarding to see. So if you want that feeling for yourself. Be selfish and come to Karoly Park and do a fantastic art activity with your children.
And people will have a chance to have a curator's tour with you on March 15th, just a few days after the children's drop-in activity. Talk about what people can expect there.
I haven't seen all of the work in person yet, so I don't know exactly. And that's the fun of the juried competition, because a lot of this is sight unseen until we unpack it. And so I'm going to have to learn a whole lot. And I'm really interested to do this and talk about ideas that affect us, because artists right now, whether it is weird work that you're like, well, my kid could do that, and you're trying to think about how it's relevant, it usually is. And it's just learning a new visual vocabulary. And so that's what the curator's tour can do. And I do that every third Tuesday now. It's free. And we're trying to get people sneak away from work a little early, get there at 5:30 for the tour, or start a date night. Come do something, you know, hit record on your DVR and come and have a real authentic experience with other people and real art objects, not on the screen.
And so this collection will be on a display for pretty much 4 months. For people listening right now who are wondering, you know, why should I stop by? What do you want to say to those people listening right now?
Because if you don't, your life's boring. And it's not particularly well examined either.
All right, Ben Hickey joining me in discussion about the Master Museum of Art and CenturyLink Systems' 53rd Annual Juried Competition starting Wednesday, March 9th. Ben, where can people go for more information?
Mastermuseum.org or like us on Facebook.
And if you don't go, your life is boring. Is that right, Ben?
And not well examined, yes.
All right. Ben Hickey is the curator of collections and exhibitions at the Master Museum. Ben, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Find this and other Lanyaps on our website at kedm.org.